Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Media News for Wednesday, May 24. Coming up, Prime Minister extends condolences to the people of the UK following Manchester terror attack. Additional refurbishing work to be carried out at Central Police Station and SRC to showcase business opportunities in personal care industry. The details after the break.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed condolences to the people of the United Kingdom following a terrorist attack in the city of Manchester on Monday, May 22. The incident, which took place outside an Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena, resulted in the death of at least 22 persons, including children. In a letter to the British Prime Minister Theresa May, Mr. Holness condemned the attack, pointing out that no attack on people at any time in any part of the world is acceptable. He said Jamaica stands firmly with the people of the UK and pledged the country's support in assisting in the fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Holness also saluted the courage of the city officials and the people of Manchester, who displayed great selflessness and generosity of spirit in the face of danger. He says Jamaica will continue to pray for the people of the UK during this difficult time. Additional restoration work is to be carried out on the Central Police Station in downtown Kingston. The station was one of two sites selected as the national project for Labor Day, May 23. Commissioner of Police George Quelo says the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is to secure funding to continue the scope of works on a phased basis.
So I am just grateful for the assistance that we're getting from Corporate Jamaica, and just to encourage other corporate citizens to come on board and to help us.
Commissioner Quelo was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says the improvement works will, among other things, help to boost the morale of personnel stationed at the Central Police Station. In the meantime, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust is to consider declaring the Central Police Station a heritage site. Acting Executive Director Doric Gray says the restoration focus will be the barracks dating back to the 19th century and the remains of the Church of St. Patrick and St. Martin on the compound.
So we want to ensure as far as possible that these monuments in downtown Kingston have some semblance for us to preserve for the next generation.
The historic Central Police Station has been an integral structure in the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, for decades. The JNHT was established in 1958 and promotes the preservation of national monuments and heritage sites, among other responsibilities. And entrepreneurs and persons who want to start a business in the personal care industry are set to benefit from a workshop that will showcase business opportunities in the local and global markets. The workshop, dubbed Opportunity Quest, is being organized by the Scientific Research Council and is set for May 25 at SRC's Hope Gardens offices from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Acting Manager for Marketing and Corporate Communications Carolyn Rose Miller says focus will be placed on formulations from local oils and hydrosols such as makeup, hair care products, toothpaste, and sanitizers. Mrs. Miller says these items are heavily imported into the island.
Why personal care? Because we have the capabilities and we are strengthening the human resource capabilities in that area so we can better respond to the current needs.
The SRC will also be sharing success stories of persons who have utilized the services of the council to get their products into the local and international markets. These services include product testing and development. The SRC has advised that space is limited. Interested persons should call 927-1771-2. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.